Our first scripture reading today is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Our second reading is from John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Amen. Amen. That's just the story of Jesus. And that's what I wanted. We wanted to kind of give you a live nativity, but I wanted you to know the love of God, how much he loves us today. And so I have just a small sermon, because I know I promised I wouldn't go long, but I can't not talk about God when we come into his house. Amen. I want to go ahead and excuse you all so you're not sitting up here. And I'm going to talk just a minute. And really what I want to do, I had two scriptures. The first is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how much God loves us. He loved us so he gave his only begotten son for us. And that he gave him so that we could live, that we might have life, that we might have eternal life. And so today, it's funny, something happened over this week that really kind of became the sermon for today. And so I'm not going to go through even any of my notes. I just want to share this story with you. And then, I want to bless you with our final scripture. Last Sunday, I don't know if you all noticed or not, but last Sunday when I was preaching about joy, I was here in the same spot preaching, and I looked out and I saw Justina, and she gave me permission to share this story. But it's such a blessing that I hope it will bless you throughout the holiday season. But she was standing there and I could see something was concerning her. Something was on her mind. And so I was preaching, but I was concerned with what was concerning her. And so after service, I do my hug line and everything, and she came through and I said, what's wrong? What's wrong, Justina? And she said, she gave me some things. And I said, you know what? Sit here. And once I'm done hugging everybody, then we'll sit and talk for a minute. And so I went through, because I have to hug everybody. You guys, you know, I have to do that. So I went through the hugging, and then I went back and sat with her. And she began to share with me that she hadn't seen her grandchildren in a while. And she was really missing them, and she couldn't get in touch with her daughter, granddaughter, Brittany. I'm not sure exactly if it was a great-granddaughter or what. I wasn't sure exactly who she was, but she's the mother of the grandchildren that she wanted to see, had not seen. She was getting very nervous and anxious because she wasn't answering her phone calls or anything. And so I said, let's pray, Justina. I said, God wants you to have joy. He does not want you to sit here and be distressed. He doesn't want you. The concern I was feeling from her, I said, God is concerned with everything that concerns you. He is concerned with it. And I know she was feeling it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to believe with you for this. So we prayed. And I said, God, let this young lady call her before Christmas. Let her call so she can see the grandchildren and, you know, whatever she was desiring. And she said, okay. She was kind of like, Pastor, you are crazy, but okay, if you say it, okay. And so we prayed. We touched and agreed, and then she left. She said, okay, I believe you. And she went on out, and wouldn't you know it, on Monday morning, I saw her name come up on my caller ID, and I thought, well, I think this is going to be good. I'm hoping, Lord, please be the God that we know you can be. And she called, and she was so joyful. She was just so happy. And I just kept thinking, that's God's love. He wanted her to be joyful. What I just preached last week, that's what he wanted for her. He was concerned with what concerns her. So she said, Pastor, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. She said, when I went home, she called me. So on Sunday, she called her. Amen. Yes. The young lady called her. She brought the kids over. She got a chance to spend a few hours with them, which was just amazing. She said, but that's not it. That was just joy number one. I said, well, okay. I said, tell me. I was starting to feel it. Yeah, I was feeling so excited for her, but also so excited for who God is, that he truly is concerned with us. I say it all the time, but it always just blesses me when I see him do it. She said, that's not it. She said, my grandson in Colorado, she said, I looked out the door and Hy-Vee was in front of my house. And she said, I didn't know what it was. I didn't order anything. And she said, but my grandson from Colorado, who I haven't talked to, she hadn't spoken with him in a while either, sent her flowers. And she was just so excited. She said, I told my dentist about it. She said, I was just so excited. I told my dentist, I was in the dentist chair, and she said, and then I started showing pictures of him to people around at the store or wherever she was at. But that's what God does. He brings that joy. And I loved how she counted. That was joy number two. Amen. And so I just love how she shared that. She shared that with me, but I love how God loves us so much. And so I hope that encourages you. What you're waiting for, what you know and you're believing God to do for you, that if he can do that for Justina, he can do that for you. He can do that for me. He's a God that loves us. He loves us so much, more than we could ever imagine, more than we can't even really understand how greatly he loves us. But I want us to walk in that love. And as I've been mentioning, we're going to do a challenge. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about God's love and how I'm challenging us here to make 2025 a year of love, intentional love, that we are intentionally showing God's love to people. Last year, this year, 2024, was a year of joy for me. And I walked in joy and I watched him. And I've been sharing that. But this year, I felt him showing me that we need to walk in love, in an intentional love. Like he loves us so much, enough that he was concerned with her. Amen. He was concerned with her enough to let me see her and enough for us to touch and agree that God would work that out for her. And then he did it. He's a God that answers prayers. He hears our prayers. Amen. And he answers them. And so I'm going to leave you with this other scripture, because not only will we be walking in love, intentionally showing love and receiving love, being open to receive God's love and love from others, we're going to do that in 2025, but I want to leave you because this is all he commands of us. This is what he commands of us. Matthew 22:37-39. And it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's going to be our guide for this year. We are going to love God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Amen. Amen. I am done. I promised I wouldn't be long today. I promised. And so we're going to, let's pray. And then we're going to go into communion, and then we're going to do our candle lighting. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this Christmas holiday. We thank you for this service, God. We thank you for blessing Justina, God, and we thank you that just what you did for her, God, you know each and every one. You know the requests that they have, God, that you would do the same for them, and we thank you for it. We give you praise, God, that this Christmas season will be one of the best that any of us and all of us have experienced. And so we give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory today. You're so worthy, so worthy. We love you and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.